I met a few people quite early on when I arrived here. The first was a friend from Oxfam who I worked with a little bit. My friend at Oxfam knew someone at Bridges and introduced me to them. I did a little bit of photography for them. That had been my hobby. I tried a few places to get the job, but it just didn't work out. It was really hard. I went back to university when I was 29. I looked at what was available, at what was quite similar to what I had done back home, so that I could get to master's straight away. At university in Poland, I had wanted to choose geotechnics to do that as a specialization, but I never did that. I did a little bit more useless, but more interesting choices at the time. Mineralogy, especially gemology, jewelry stones, that kind of stuff, which is quite difficult to get into, as you can imagine. It's a very small field, especially with no experience at all. So I went back to do an engineering specialization, and it was really good. It actually worked. It was a course called Geotechnics in partnership with industry. It was very practical. When I was about to finish my course, I kind of started looking for a job. It's obviously hard times now. It wasn't really working, but I was still writing my dissertation, so the pressure wasn't too great. Then Bridges got in touch and said that they ran a work shadowing program. You would work for free 2 days a week just to get to know people, to get a foot in a door. It was me and one other guy who went for the interview with Amy in Eurocentral. I got the chance to stay with them in the geotechnical department. I started straight away after graduating. I think I got quite lucky with them. It was just the right time again because a couple of people left. That helped a lot as well. I got a chance to do design myself straight away when I came to work with them. So that's how I ended up with a contract. It went pretty smooth from the moment I decided to go back to university. I think that was the best decision.